Seizing the Moment, No Instant Replay, and The Journey. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everybody. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to our final edition of This Week in High School Sports for the 2018-19 school year.
Tie game, Lincoln ball, Bates elevates, over to Fry. Three from the top of the key, square on, no good, to the right, put back Fisher from 17, good at the buzzer, and Lincoln has won the state championship. Jalen Fisher, a 17-footer off the right wing. I'm virtually certain it was out of his hands. And the state championship goes to Ypsilanti, 64-62.
Topher Goggin on the MHSAA Network with the call of the game-winning basket in Ypsilanti Lincoln's 64-62 Division I victory over Detroit U of D Jesuit Saturday at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. You might remember at the end of the movie Hoosiers, where they ultimately set up the final play for Jimmy Chitwood to take the winning shot. That's what Lincoln was trying to do for its outstanding freshman Amoni Bates, but Bates got trapped. The ball went to Amari Fry, who launched a three-pointer from the top of the key. The long carom off the rim went to Jalen Fisher on the side, who seized the moment and, while falling to his back, hit the game winner.
Amari had came off the top of the key. I thought it was good. Then hit the top of the rim, came in my hands. I just shot it, then it went in. I saw black, that's all it was. I saw people on top of me, but it's a good feeling though.
It was the first time the Division I final, previously Class A, had a walk-off winning basket since Lansing Sexton defeated Hamtramck in 1959. Fisher had 16 points in the game and Bates led all scorers with 23. You can read more about the boys' basketball finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Romeo Weems of New Haven and Detroit Edison's Rika Jackson, who were honored this season by the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan as Mr. and Miss Basketball. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semi and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a two-point or three-point field goal attempt. MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. As we wrap up winter championships and this show for another year, it's more evident than ever before that we're having a hard time maintaining our perspective about what school sports are, an educational tool to prepare tomorrow's community leaders, to prepare kids for the next level of life, not the next level of sports. But there's always that glimmer of hope from educators, from teacher coaches, who put the emphasis on the experience, the journey, an overused phrase, I know, but it fits. The lifelong lessons being learned, and the lifelong relationships being forged. You may remember me talking in this space a couple of months ago about Frankfurt's first-year head boys basketball coach, Dan Loney, who had a player stand away from the play in a game where his squad could have had a 5-on-4 advantage. And even though his team on Saturday had just been beaten in the Division IV final, he maintained that perspective about what's most important afterwards. We're going to close the show with Coach Loney talking about the journey. So long, everybody.
To me, it's bigger than basketball. It's the relationships I've built with these guys over the last year. Trophies and medals don't mean anything. We have memories that are going to last us a lifetime. And that's what matters to me. It's the relationships, these guys' parents, the community that's came out and supported us. It's been unbelievable over the last 2 weeks. I couldn't say more about the Frankfurt community and the surrounding communities. That's something I will cherish forever. And I know I can't wait to get back with these guys in 5 years and just talk and sit back and reminisce.